I've been watching so many movies.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What movies?
I basically see any, I'll watch anything, pretty much.
So what, wait, so if
I'll watch a movie,
shows up on your list?
I'll watch a movie, anything that's on the page, I'll watch it. Okay. And then I'll cleanse it with Adventure Time.
Oh, that's nice.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. If you have any movie recommendations, please put them in the chat.
Just put them on our page.
Please put them on the page. If you have any movie recommendations, please put it on the page. So basically, we're going to play three games, and one is going to win, and we will play that next week.
Next week? Okay. I guess I have to reschedule my vaccine.
Oh, my gosh. Is it for real scheduled?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I did schedule, yeah.
You're getting it?
I did it this morning. It's what? Like, oh, I qualify. I'm older than 16 now.
You got it on Easter morning?
That's when you get it, when they're all at church.
Wow, where'd you get it? Arm left or arm right?
Oh, no, I'm scheduling it.
Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Where are you got it scheduled? Which one are you going to get?
I don't know what it said. I forgot to look. It was at Walgreens, so maybe it was just canned soup.
Okay.
Maybe it's Chef Boyardee.
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting a little ravioli put in your skin. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Just in time for
the antibodies.
Mm-hmm, just in time for dinner.
Yeah. Because it attracts the COVID vaccine, because they're like, ooh, hope it's cheese ravioli. I like that shape. My favorite pasta shape.
Yes. Perfect.
I have a list of my ranked pasta shapes that everyone's ranking for some reason.
You are coming in so hot. What is going on?
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm an anti-people who rank pasta shapes.
Are you talking to someone else? I don't understand what's happening here.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Okay.
It seems like you're on the phone with someone that's angry.
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the Zoom with you.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here with us. And I'm glad you signed up to get your vaccine. I've gotten one shot. I got one more to go.
Which arm?
Left.
Left? You're non-dominant.
So that's assuming a lot.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna play these games. We're gonna play three games, and then
should you get the vaccine on your weaker arm because it's weaker?
Apparently, you're supposed to get the vaccine on the side you don't sleep on.
So we learned that. Does this count as like something to put in your Wikipedia that you sleep on your right side?
Alex, can we edit that out? Thank you so much. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play these games, and welcome to Dr. Game Show. First of all, thank you for being here. This is a game. This is a podcast. This is a show. It's a show where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with you here on Zoom, and you'll get the chance to win these games, which means... Mm-hmm.
What?
No, you what?
Magnet.
Okay, you've said it better and you've said it worse. So, yeah, nice. Okay, so...
Can I just reiterate to put in practice the chat thing? Max said that white blood cells are oxygen ravioli. It's true.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Again, this is a podcast, and I'm so glad we're utilizing the chat, but it really is. We're really hoping to widen our audience, you know, so referencing, Okay, great. Somebody's saying breath dumplings. I don't even know what's happening on this chat. It's inaccessible. Okay, so we'll go ahead and get started. First, I just want to say, Manolo, do you want to say how you're doing, where you're at?
I'm doing good. It's Easter. I did my annual Easter dump, and I'm drinking coffee.
What did you say?
What do you mean? What?
What did you say?
It's Easter, and I'm doing good. And
no, go back.
And
what did you say?
You know, my annual Easter dump. It's when you hold it for 3 days.
No, okay, no. I can't. We can't do this. It's a family podcast.
I'm sorry. How are you doing, Joe? I'm checking in on you. Are you in like a audition room? Where are you at?
Am I in an audition room?
Audition, I don't know, like one of those things, like an improv practice space.
Yeah, I'm in an improv practice space. I missed them, and I thought, maybe I'll move into one. I'll live here.
Maybe, after today, you'll get on a weekend team.
I hope so. I hope. I've been spending my weekends doing completely scripted things, so I'm so excited to do a weekend improv. Finally. Okay. Yeah. So, do you feel ready to get started? You have an instrument today, right?
Oh yeah. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe is this for the theme song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's about Dr. Game Show, right? Okay. Right. I forgot. It's been a while.
What are you talking about? We do this every 2 weeks.
Okay. I haven't done the Dr. Game Show song in so long.
Do you have the theme song? Do you have it?
No. I should. By next episode, I'm going to recreate and record the Dr. Game Show song.
This is a disgrace. Okay.
I swear to everyone that I will.
Okay.
Okay. On this holy day, I bring to you this wonderful game show. It has gotten its PhD in game showology. It stars Dr. Firestone and producer Alex from Alaska. And don't you forget, the one who risen is Mr. Me.
What? What was the last lyric? And don't you forget the one
who risen it is
who risen? One risen. Who's risen?
I risen.
Are you talking about you're like the Jesus figure of this podcast?
No, I just woke up.
Okay. Okay, don't you forget the one who is risen, Mr. Me. That's the last. Don't you forget the one who is risen.
I like what Mitchell said, Dr. Mr. Me.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. If you have a game that you'd like to submit, you can always email us at drgameshow@gmail.com. That's drgameshow@gmail.com, and we'd love to maybe play your game. That's a promise. So let's go ahead and get started. So this first game is called Cold Stone Steve Austin. It's submitted by Ricky Barty from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I'm sorry to do this, Manila, but do you have another theme song?
Another one? I just did one.
Oh, shoot. Well, that's too bad. Does anyone have an instrument, or can anyone help Manolo? Oh, looks like Mitchell in Auburn. Is that Alabama?
Yeah, that's Alabama.
Yeah, it's Alabama. Okay, now that looks like a water bottle mixed with a piano. Is that what that is?
You've seen it before.
This is a melodica. It is. Yes.
Right. I always forget that that's a thing. Okay. Yeah. Seems like a lot of our listeners have melodicas, and that seems to be the brand. Okay,
but melodicas. I'm glad you're here. Melodicas are the green party of instruments.
Melodicas are the unifying factor of Dr. Game Show.
Oh, nice. There you go. Right.
So I cannot perform the lyrics and play melodicas.
Well, why don't you try? Why don't you try, Mitchell?
Yeah.
Well, all right. All right. Here we go. This is the theme song for, you said, Cold Stone Steve Austin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Cold Stone Steve Austin, wrestler ice cream.
Wow.
Al, thank you so much. That was really great. Was thanks, great. Mitchell. Yes. I know it was over, but I'm glad it is. Okay, thank you so much, Mitchell.
That was wonderful.
Really appreciate that. Okay, so here's how the game works. Here's what Ricky writes. This game involves the player either combining the name of a professional wrestler and an ice cream flavor, for example, The Rock, Erode, or take an ice cream flavor and make your own professional wrestler name. Manolo will decide which one he likes based on which name is most clever and which flavor he likes best. Now, this is at a disadvantage, I will say, for me personally. I don't know about you, Manolo, but I don't know any wrestlers, and I know all the ice cream flavors.
I know some wrestlers and I know some ice cream flavors.
Okay, so keep that in mind, everybody. Some of us know some of them, and some of us know all of them, and some of us know none of them. So if you don't know any wrestling people, is that what that's called? Wrestling people, you can make it up. It just has to sound, you
wrestly.
Know. Yeah, wrestly. You get it. And if you don't know any ice cream flavors, you can make it up. It just has to sound
wrestly.
Yeah, wrestling. Okay, so keep that in mind. We have a lot of people that want to play. Seems like, wow, so many people. Oh, great. Emily in Ottawa, Canada.
Yes, hello.
Okay, Emily, just to give us a sense, what's the thing about Ottawa?
It's got people in it. It's the city where the capital is. Of the country.
So the city is the capital?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Emily. Okay, so Emily, do you know a lot about ice cream?
I eat a lot of ice cream. That what helps, about, I think.
Yeah, that does help. What about wrestling?
No. I Googled list of wrestlers just now. So
that's awesome. That's what we like to hear. Okay. So Emily, do you feel ready?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
My name is Butterscotch Steiner. Scott Steiner. Butterscotch.
Okay, so you took on, it looks like, yeah, you took on the role. A lot of people just name the person. It seems like that's all that's needed, but you actually take on the role of Butterscotch.
Ooh, what's your signature move?
Pouring butterscotch on the wrestling ring so that it gets really sticky, and then
nice.
Kind of working with that.
Kind of working with that. How do you mean?
Like pushing my opponent down so they get stuck and they can't do anything.
Oh, classic Winnie the Pooh move.
Yeah, but I stay up. I don't get stuck.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. So Emily has a good...
Do you know what they call that a wrestling move? They call it the butterscotch poo.
Yeah, that's right.
What is up with you today, Manolo? I swear, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, okay. So, Emily, let's see. Hold on really quick. I'm just going to see. Okay, so Manolo's going to decide which one he likes based on which name is most clever and which flavor he likes best. So, butterscotch, I'm assuming, is the flavor?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, leaving it open. I respect that. Okay, so thanks, Emily. We'll get back to you. It's hard to say. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, looks like Jeannie Panini in Brooklyn, okay, is also has a possible answer.
Rowdy Roddy Piper Lynch.
Wait, Jeannie Panini, where are you?
I'm in my house. In my bedroom.
Where is the music coming from?
Oh, my roommate is having a party.
Oh, no.
What? Yeah.
I told him several times that I had a call today, and At least you warned me that there was going to be an Easter party today. So I have on my headphones and I closed my door. And it is lit in here. So,
wow, that party sounds awesome.
It actually is. I'm going to get right back.
I'm sorry we're keeping you.
I know.
It's been going on for 2 days, so.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. We're all about the full Good Friday to Easter experience here.
Sounds wonderful.
Wow. Actually. So there are some people that may need to be resurrected later.
Right.
Right now, I'm in charge of.
Listen, we're glad you're here. We're really glad. So again, could you just repeat your flavor? I got lost in the shuffle.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Rowdy Roddy Piper Mint.
Oh, Piper Mint. Piper Mint. Perfect. Rowdy Roddy.
I was trying to do a pun.
No, I think it quite worked. You know, it's a classic Piper Mint, of course.
Yeah.
So.
That was a wrestler I know. You.
Well, yeah. And I know Mint, obviously. So, you know, we're combined. We really got it. So, yeah. Obviously, Jeannie Panini has left, has muted herself, obviously, because it doesn't feel like a party.
No, the party just
anymore,
ended.
The party just ended. Okay, so that was, okay. So now you know the choices right now. You have your choices.
Butterscotch Steinberger and...
excuse me, really quick, just going to check back in with Emily. Emily in Ottawa. Was it Butterscotch Steinberger?
It wasn't, but that might be an improvement.
No, what was your...
What was it?
Butterscotch Steiner.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that, Emily. Butterscotch Steiner or Rowdy Roddy Pipermint?
Both great.
You need to hear another one.
Okay.
Okay, Jess in Northampton. Is it Massachusetts?
No. It's England.
Oh my gosh. I always do that. Okay, Jess, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
So Jess, you know, you're kind of coming in here with like, we have mint and butterscotch covered, you know, so it's kind of.
Well, my issue is that I only know old dead wrestlers. So I got Under Cookie and Cream. It's like the Undertaker.
He's dead.
I don't think he's around anymore.
Okay.
Oh, no.
He might not be dead. But
okay.
Yeah. So your pun was on Taker. It was Cookie.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Under. Could you say it one more time? I'm so sorry.
Undertaker Cookie and Cream.
Under to cookie and cream.
Mm-hmm. So instead of cookie, it's cur. Or instead of cur, it's cookie.
Under to cookie and cream.
Yeah,
underpants cookie and cream. You understand? Okay, it's very helpful. Okay, very helpful.
That's a different
Jess,
game.
You kind of saw the competition and you said, I'm actually going to say under to cookie is cookies and cream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's under to cookie and cream.
Oh, under to cookie. Under to cookie?
Yeah, under to cookie.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Jess. That actually helped a lot. So under to cookie, which is, that's a word. Yeah, that's a word for sure. So Jess, thank you so much. We'll get back to you. So Manolo, what do you think? Do you need to hear another one or do you feel pretty good about this?
I think I could probably hear another one.
Oh, really? Interesting. Okay.
Just kind of Royal Rumble it.
Okay. It looks like we're going to Royal Rumble it. It looks like we have JP from London, Massachusetts. Is that right?
England again.
Oh, dang. Why does this keep happening to me? Okay. So JP, do you have an idea here?
Yeah, I think so. I am... John Cinnamon?
You are.
Yeah. John Cinnamon.
No, we definitely understood it the first time. So.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, what's in the flavor if you had to say?
Cinnamon.
Yeah.
cinnamon ice cream? Is that an ice cream flavor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. I think so.
Yeah. Probably.
Is it? Have you had it?
So you're going to believe Undertow cookie is the flavor, but you're having trouble with cinnamon.
Can't you just put ice cream yourself?
What? What is? What
I mean, can you put cinnamon on ice cream yourself?
No one's garnishing ice cream.
Yeah. And then it's,
So that makes it cinnamon ice cream.
Yeah, it's a DIY kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking? No one's putting cinnamon on ice cream. No one's putting cinnamon on ice cream.
Sounds good.
Hold on. Max is saying that they've made cinnamon ice cream. Hold on. Max in Chicago. Max?
Yeah. I have an ice cream maker and I make ice cream. I've made cinnamon
ice cream. An ice cream ball?
No, it's like a big machine. I want an ice cream ball, though, so I can play soccer and make ice cream at the same time.
Like Joe does.
Yeah, so wait, Max, really quickly, do you think that, you know, as somebody who's made cinnamon ice cream, do you think John, what is it, JP, real quick?
John Cinnamon.
Do you think that's pretty clear?
I think it's pretty clear. I wouldn't put him on, you know, the, like, container, because then you wouldn't be able to see him. Because it's like his whole thing. So
I'm sorry.
I guess it's not clear. Because John Cena, you can't see me.
You That's can't see me?
Yeah.
You can't see me?
Yeah, because it's John Cena. I don't know. It's what the kids say.
What ice cream do you put the cinnamon in? Just straight up vanilla or?
No, I use cinnamon, like the milk from Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And then I use that. Which is why it tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. But it's very good. And then
you
also
taste Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I feel like you left out that step, which is, I feel like, the most important step in making cinnamon ice cream.
It's pretty important.
Okay. Listen, we got to come back to this. This is huge. This is a huge development. Okay, so this is very interesting. Thank you so much, Max. Wow. And thank you so much, JP. Okay, so this has been huge. We have somebody in Chicago eating the cereal out of milk, then putting the milk in a machine.
That's so smart, though.
I mean, this is some wild stuff happening.
And then that's like breakfast dessert because you have to eat it right after breakfast.
Anyway, okay. That's
genius. I feel like that's a whole genre of ice cream.
Is John Cena a magician? Now you don't see me. Now you don't see me.
Are you doing poetry?
No, I'm. Okay. So what do you think, Manolo?
I think now that cinnamon ice cream exists, I think I'll go with that one.
So. Okay, wow. Okay, so let me just check in with JP.
Sorry,
everyone else. Well, that's exactly what you're supposed to say. Apologize. Perfect. Sorry. JP, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, I'm really happy that John Cinnamon has come to fruition.
Thanks so much, JP. That's what we were hoping for. That's the kind of enthusiastic soundbite we love to hear. Okay, we trapped them. We put them on a podcast. Okay, so this is, if you wanted to play that game, too bad. We're moving on. Okay, this is Dr. Game Show Me Your Talent, submitted by Nathan Placer from Clio, Michigan.
Am I supposed to do the theme song? Is that a yes?
Yeah, that's a yes.
Okay.
Does anyone else have an instrument? Okay, how about Jeannie? Can we just have your music background if that's okay? Just kind of, that'll be the accompaniment?
I really did not know it was going to come through.
This is really good. We really love this. Can we just have this as the background music?
I mean, that could turn on a completely different speaker if you really want to hear. Or open my door.
Yeah, open your door. Open your door. This will be really good. Yes.
Yeah, and then I'll do the lyrics. And then...
Okay, here we go.
Show me your talent. Show me your talent. Dr. Game, show me your talent. Show me your talent. Show me your talent. Dr. Game, show me your talent.
Wow. Okay, and I think that's quite enough. Thank you so much, Jeannie Panini. I'm going to mute you now. That was glorious, really glorious. I cannot believe that is an Easter party. It's incredible. Okay, so Manolo, really nice work. I didn't know that you were capable of that kind of upbeat delivery.
Yeah, I was pretending I was a sample of someone saying, show me your talent.
Wow, and it really worked.
Yeah, so it kind of wasn't me. It was just an impression of a sample of someone else saying it.
Oh, you're so humble. So this is Dr. Game, Show Me Your Talent. Here's how it works. Joe will arbitrarily pick a contestant. They will give up to 3 clues while Manolo and Joe try to guess what their hidden talent is. If they guess right, they win either bragging rights or a custom magnet. One or the other, not both.
Mm.
Okay, so I've seen Connor and Oliver in Oakland. Now, this is 2 people, so just keep this in mind. But Connor and Oliver, you're there?
Yeah, of course.
Jeez, yeah. Those birds twerping in the
Yeah.
Those birds are twerping.
They're having an Easter party over here.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, who's who? Who's Connor?
I'm Connor.
Okay.
Connor, the yellow foam wig.
Connor, you're going first.
Okay. For my hidden talent?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Birds are twerking like crazy.
I, you know, just can't think of a hidden talent right now. Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I hold a basket while doing it.
Okay.
I search high and low.
Okay.
And I'm not very good at it.
Okay. Ooh, I know what it is.
Skill of talent. Oh, what is it, Manolo? What is it?
Laundry.
You know, that should have been my hidden talent, but that's not the right answer.
Oh, man.
Okay, I know.
Oh, really? Wait, what is that? What do you think it is?
Well, okay. I think that it is collecting rocks on the beach.
No.
Okay. Okay. What is it?
What it's finding Easter eggs. That's right.
Great. Wow, day. On all days, this is a special day to have that talent. Okay, yeah. So that was very helpful.
Uh-huh. Just so you know, we were scheduling today's episode, and I had the choice. It came down to me having the choice of doing it on Good Friday or Easter Sunday, and I made sure to pick Easter because I knew this would happen.
We're all decked out over here. I've even got that little, this stuff that you put in.
I'm so sorry. Could you please describe it for the podcast audience?
Yeah. You know, I was trying to make a little sound effect with it. It's that stringy stuff that you put in an Easter basket at the bottom of
Easter
it.
Easter sinews.
Easter sinews. Exactly.
Ew.
We've got our bunny here.
And who's that?
It's a bunny.
That's the bunny who hid all the eggs earlier.
Yeah. Oh, the bunny did it. Oh, okay. Yeah.
We caught the bunny, too.
Yeah.
We got the bunny.
We got the bunny.
Nice. Oh, you got the bunny?
And we're making our traditional Easter ribs tonight.
All Easter ribs. Perfect.
What, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just rubbed the meat before I came here.
Yeah.
He's got wonderful.
Yeah.
I washed my hands.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, I hope you didn't give away your secret talent now.
That was going to be it, but
no. Okay, so why don't you go now? Why don't you give us a little hint?
Secret talent. So I do it every 3 weeks. I got good at it during the quarantine. I make sure I look fresh for for you viewers. Today it's orange.
He does it to me too. Every 3 weeks or so.
Every 3 weeks or so. Today is orange.
I try not to cut myself.
You try not to cut yourself. What do you think, Manolo?
Stick and poke tattoos.
I am really good at that too, but that's not what I was thinking of. And okay. I haven't done one on him yet.
He hasn't done one on me. I'm a blank canvas, Joe.
That's wonderful. Thank you. That's wonderful to know. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say that your secret talent must have to be picking pumpkins.
Oh, because orange.
That's it.
No. Don't lie to her.
What is it?
Giving haircuts.
Well, well, well. We've figured it out. Okay, yep. So we have an Easter basket collector and a haircut cutter. And neither one of them we got. So, okay, this is interesting. Very interesting. We've gotten pretty bad scores so far. But Connor and Oliver, we're going to come back to you. You're going to win sometime today.
It would be a dream come true.
I'll see you later. Okay, so that was a huge interaction, really powerful stuff. Okay, let's see who else is. Yeah, we got Aaron in Monona and somebody else in Monona.
That's James. They are James.
Okay, James and Aaron in. Am I saying Monona right?
You are. It's very much like Manolo.
It's like me. It's where I was born from.
That's where he was born from. Okay, so.
From Monona.
No. Okay, so Aaron and James, you're both going to play?
Yeah. Okay. You go first, yeah. Oh, okay. My secret talent is, A, it's such a good secret that nobody knows I'm good at it. Because I'm not. B, it has 8 strings. And C, it takes so long to tune, but I never do it.
Okay. Okay, this is a lot of clues. Okay, so what do you think, Manolo? What are you thinking here?
I think it's fishing tune. With many... Fishing with many fishing poles.
Fishing with many fishing poles. Aaron, is that correct?
That's so close.
It's so close. I was going to say loom arts.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Is that correct?
No, I'm sorry, it's not. It's playing the mandolin very badly.
Oh, it's playing the mandolin very badly. Oh, shoot. Okay, it's close. We're getting better at this. Much better at this. Okay, so Aaron... nothing so far, but James, you might save this household. So James, do you have one?
Yes, I do. My secret talent is similar to my dad's. Mm-hmm. It makes everyone in my house not like my voice very much. And it doesn't require any accessories.
No accessories, eh? Right.
I was going to say make lemon zest.
Is it making lemon zest, James?
No.
Okay, that's a classic no. Okay, so for me, I'm thinking, okay, so it's definitely not playing an instrument badly, but it's close. It requires no accessories. So I'm going to, my guess, probably out of the blue, singing your heart out?
Yes.
Well. James, can we just hear like just a classic?
No.
Just a real quick happy birthday.
First of all, if I did that, it would be so terrible that Alex would have to kick me out of this meeting right now.
Do not threaten him, okay, James? This could, listen.
No, thanks. I really don't.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a classic no.
That's a classic no. Dang it. We've both gotten classic no's.
Okay, from James. Fine.
Oh. What? Really? That's it? Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
You're making me cry.
Happy birthday, dear someone. Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
You're lucky that's in the public domain now.
I'd pay for it. That was really incredible. James, I really didn't expect it to be as harp-like as it was. It was pure.
It's harp-like.
Yeah, I do think they the angels harp-like came down. Voice. And, yeah. Wow, what a reward. James, really quick, because you are the first person to win this, are you going to take bragging rights or a magnet?
I think I'll take a magnet.
Okay, so you can't speak about this to anyone. Understand?
Yes.
Mm.
Okay, so if somebody asks you if you won Dr. Game Show, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say that I was on it, but didn't win it.
Okay. that's a satisfying answer. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you both. Okay, so this is pretty getting pretty juicy. Okay, looks like John and Abby in Philadelphia, England. Is that right? Is that where you are?
Yeah.
Philadelphia is correct. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, so John and Abby.
So this is a special talent that I have. I do it 14 at a time, something mm-hmm. I do to survive the week.
Uh-huh.
And it is, I do it with everything.
14 at a time, do it by the week, do it with everything. Yeah, I know it. Don't you, Manolo?
Oh, yeah. Is it taking supplements?
Oh, that's a good one.
No.
You should take vitamins.
Okay, so John does not take vitamins. Interesting. All right, uh-oh. So John, I'm going to go ahead and say sleeping. Sleeping. No, sleeping. No. Did you hear me?
Yeah. No, yes. We heard.
Audio's good.
Oh, weird. Okay. Okay, so it's not sleeping or taking vitamins. Okay, fine. John, what was this? What is it?
It's baking bagels.
What?
Whoa.
What are you talking about?
Bagels every week.
That's what I'm talking about.
So it's 7 days a week, and there's two of us. So it's
Theo. Huh?
Yeah, Theo. Our dog Theo does not have any. Mm-hmm. He's squirming.
You eat bagels every day?
Yeah. Is that not good for me?
No vitamins.
No.
I mean,
bagels?
Dr. Dog Bagel.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So I just want to say, John, that, you know, people don't know there's a chat, so it does sound like you just randomly said Dr. Dog Bagel. Okay. I just want to put that out there just for the podcast listeners. Just sounded like you just said
of this podcast ever. And I swore I would not fall victim to that. But here we are, Dr. Dog Bagel. That's where we're at.
Yeah, Dr. Oh, no. Dog Bagel. Okay, oh, no. This is really, really helpful. Okay, so John, wow, you make bagels. This is really helpful. Okay, thank you. This is you have lost, but in a way you've won. You understand? Okay,
what about,
so
Abby,
it's your turn.
Okay.
Clue number one, only on one side. Clue number two, I can do it on a bike. And clue number three is babies love it.
Babies love it. Babies love it only on one side. Can do it on a bike. Babies love it. Well, babies love applesauce.
So true.
And milk. Mm-hmm. Babies love... shoot. I'm just going to check in really quick with James because James is the youngest person here. James, really quick, do you remember being a baby?
I am remembering it less, but... probably don't.
James, do you remember what you liked as a baby?
Probably just the feeling of darkness.
James, I really appreciate that. Well, better answer than I ever thought possible. Thank you so much,
yeah,
James.
That was great.
I have 800 follow-up questions, but I can't ask them right now. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so, all right. Okay, so I guess my go-to answer, Abby, is it the feeling of darkness?
It's really cool. It's wiggling one of my ears.
Like, wait, by yourself, like without holding it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
I was going to.
Does it make a noise? Because we do, it's kind of mostly for the podcast.
Yeah, sorry. I'll just turn it on.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I think you need to oil
your ear. And a Dr. Dog bagel to you as well, Abby. what were you going to guess, Manolo?
I was going to guess hoisting a baby over your shoulder with one arm.
They do love that too.
Thank you so much, Abby, for really indulging us here. Really helpful. Unfortunately, both of you have lost, but you're gonna get a chance. Everyone's gonna get a chance. Okay. So, oh wait, looks like Vicky and James. We have not heard from them. Vicky and James in
Haverhill,
England, Haverhill. Massachusetts.
Oh my gosh, it just keeps getting more complicated. Okay, so Vicky and James, do you have some? Okay, who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I have three clues. Water, emotions, now.
Okay, so Vicky, I'm not, here to poke holes in your clues, but other people did kind of do it less, poetic, more straightforward, but no, I appreciate that you make it, you've really, Okay, great. So, water emotions now.
Wait, did your water just break?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, water emotions now. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say you are a speed swimmer.
No, I can't swim, actually.
Okay, well, that's, all right. So there's my guess down the hole. Manolo, do you have one?
I was going to say being in labor.
Being in labor. Okay. No, okay. And that's we've really dog bageled this one. So, Vicky, can you tell us what it was?
Crying on command.
Oh, my gosh.
You're crying on command now?
No, but I can.
Wow, that's very helpful to know.
It's a wow. Party trick.
Yeah, it sounds like a really, you've been to some fun parties. Not as fun as Jeannie Panini over here, but it seems like it's probably going to be pretty fun. Okay, so, crying off command. Pretty good talent. We've really got a nice group of people here. Okay, so James, how about you?
Okay, mine's also a bit poetic.
Oh, good.
So, hardware tools. Bow, rhythm.
Oh no! I know what you are. I know what you are.
What is that?
You're a vampire hunter.
I do love vampires.
No, no, that would be the opposite of a vampire hunter. That would be a very incompatible.
But no, it's not that.
Oh, it's not. Okay. Okay.
Hardware tool.
Hardware tools.
Bow. And what? Vampire?
Rhythm.
Oh, rhythm.
Rhythm.
Oh, it's playing a gift wrapped screwdriver.
Very close. It's playing the singing saw.
Wow. I don't even understand how everybody gets the time. Okay, so you're playing the singing saw. Do you have that?
No,
it's rusty.
Yeah, it's rusty at my parents' house
It sounds like a ghost like wah, 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 wah. That's what it sounds.
Mm. Okay.
Just crying on command.
Yeah. Wow. Vicky and James, this is really, we've learned a lot and earned no points, and that's the point. All right. Thank you so much, Vicky and James. Really interesting. We've learned. Okay. So this is the chance. Mm-hmm. So Dr. Game, show me your talent. So far, only James has won. Almost no magnets have been released into the world. So now it's time. This is your chance to win.
A word from our sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's time for.
Yeah, somehow we still have sponsors, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, listen, everybody's looking for a fun breakfast. I know I am.
Yep, me too. Should I pretend I have a bowl of cereal?
Yeah, why don't you pretend you have a bowl of cereal? That's exactly what this thing was missing.
Look what I got. It's a bowl of cereal. See?
That's how you're pretending you have a bowl of cereal? Just telling me?
Yeah, I don't know how else to...
Oh, look, I have a bowl of cereal, too.
Yeah, guess what it's filled with?
What?
Pour. It's filled with magic spoon.
Pour?
Yeah.
The pour?
I was pouring it.
Oh, weird word choice. Okay, so, all right, so, listen, I am very excited because we have Magic Spoon as the sponsor for this episode, and it's got all these really great flavors, and it's really fun to eat, and I think it's a real good cereal.
It's a good way to start your day. It has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs, and 140 calories in each serving.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free.
And guess what? They're relaunching blueberry.
Oh, wait.
Guess what?
No, it's okay.
They're relaunching blueberry. The one that had my face on it. Right? That's the one?
Yeah, I think so. That's the one that got away. I love the blueberry. Yeah. I love the blueberry.
So good.
They also, you can build your own box. They got cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, cinnamon. I think cinnamon might be the sleeper. What's it called?
Cell.
Never mind. But it's really good. And I think sometimes when you see the cinnamon flavor, speaking of ice cream, you never really get excited about it, but then it's actually like the most delicious flavor.
Yeah, I like cinnamon.
I love cinnamon cereal.
It's like the healthier of the whatever things you sprinkle onto things.
Why are you always thinking about it being sprinkled?
That's what I do. I don't. Like, you know, I don't pour cereal into my coffee. I sprinkle it onto my coffee.
What?
Sometimes I like to throw a dash in there.
Of cereal?
Of cinnamon. Cereal. Of Magic Spoon cinnamon cereal.
Oh, he's... No!
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was thinking.
No!
That's okay. What I do every morning.
No!
Start the day with a nice... hot steaming mug of cinnamon Magic Spoon cereal coffee.
You're a rascal, okay? You heard it here first. You're a rascal.
Yeah.
Okay, go to magicspoon.com/gameshow to grab some blueberry or a custom bundle of cereal to try it today. And be sure to use our promo code GAMESHOW to check out and save $5 off your order. And the offer is now good anywhere in the U.S. or Canada.
And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
That's magicspoon.com/gameshow. Use the code GAMESHOW to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
We want you to check out a podcast called Depression Mode with John Moe.
Yeah, Depression Mode is about mental health obstacles like depression and anxiety that are way more common than people realize, but don't get talked about nearly enough.
On Depression Mode, veteran radio host John Moe interviews guests like Patton Oswalt and Jenny Lawson, as well as mental health experts to share experiences, offer hope, and make everyone feel less alone.
Talking about mental health doesn't have to be scary. Sometimes it can even be funny. Depression Mode handles the issue with honesty, candor, and, yes, a sense of humor.
Check out Depression Mode with John Moe.
Hey, folks, it's me, James Arthur M., host of Minority Corner, your home through these wild times for weekly doses of pop culture, history, news, nerdy stuff, and more through a BIPOC queer and allied lens.
Y'all, we have been in a panorama for a whole year.
The Ponda replay has been going for We've been a Ponderosa for a year.
Wonder Woman doesn't even get to fly her own invisible jet. That was another thing. I was like, this is your jet.
Think about the war on drugs. We must think of it as a war on black and brown and poor people to only uphold the caste system of America. So join me and some of your new BFFs every Friday here on Maximum Fun to stay informed, empowered, and have some fun. Minority Corner, because together we're the majority.
Okay, so this is the winning game from the last episode. This is called Dr. Finger Tap. The combined rules are by Christian Aparta from Krakow, Poland, and Amber Christmas from Columbus, Ohio. So, Manola, do you have a theme song?
Yeah. Should I do one? For Dr. Finger Tap?
Yeah.
All right. Does anyone want to accompany me?
Oh, great. Okay. It looks like Abby and John have, is it maracas?
Hey.
Great answer. Okay. So here we go. Oh, and it looks like Mitchell has a guitar. Okay. This is going to sound awesome. Okay. Here we go.
All right. I guess I'll just sing. All right. One, two, do it. Dr. Finger Tap, rolling around saying what's up. Playing all these songs while I make my finger dance. Dr. Finger Tap, Dr. Finger Tap, Dr. Finger Tap. Uh-oh, Dr. Finger Tap.
I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's really, thank you so much. Perfect. Thank you all very much. And that was part of our ongoing collaboration with the soundtrack from Juno. Thank you all for being here. This is incredible. Every time you think about this, I just want you to think about how Jeannie Panini is in her home right now, where there is a lot of fun going on, and we're going Dr. Finger Tap, Dr. Finger Tap, and that's a choice she's made, and that's a choice she's made. Okay, so this is Dr. Finger Tap. Here's the rules: listeners tap a short tune on something off screen, and Manolo has to guess what they are tapping on or what tune they played. If he needs help, they can add the first two words of the lyrics to the song. If Manolo guesses what they are tapping on or what tune, they get a custom magnet. If Manolo does know, another caller can guess and get a custom magnet if they are correct. Now, this is the chance for everybody's going to win a custom magnet. You understand? No one's going home empty-handed. Lightning round begins now.
Are you saying that I have to know songs and objects?
Yeah, I mean, nobody's won any magnets. People can't walk away from this. This is Easter. This is the Easter episode. No. So if we walk away, people walk away empty-handed, it's just going to really set the mood really low. You understand? The only person that's won a magnet is James.
I have to use my Jesus powers.
Yeah. So think about this. Okay. So we haven't heard from our friend in Melbourne, Australia, Owen. So, Owen, you're going to go first for this lightning round, okay?
Okay. The tapping can happen off screen as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just not sure how to.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Wow, that was a weird table. Owen, you really did something pretty good, and this is the beginning of the lightning round, an amazing start. What do you think, Manolo? Did you get one? You picking up on anything? Lightning round?
Yeah. Now? Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's like happy birthday.
Oh, it's like happy birthday?
Yeah, it's the one that James played. And then
yeah, James played. On the mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, on the mouth. And then I would say like a stylophone or some sort of keyboardish.
It's styrofoam. Is it played styrofoam? On styrofoam?
The automaton.
It's a gorgeous instrument. It looks like a flute had an accident. It's perfect. Owen,
it sounds like it too.
It sounds like it too. Owen, what time is it there?
5 a.m.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Perfect. A perfect time to play a perfect instrument.
The Owen, neighbors are thrilled.
You are getting a custom magnet.
Yay.
That explains why you weren't playing a loud DJ set.
Well, thank you so much, Owen. Really appreciate that. That's the kind of small yay we're looking for. Okay, that's the start to our incredible lightning round. We're going back to Jess in Northampton, England. Okay, so Jess, you're there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, see, this is what I'm afraid of. This is not, no, we can't, this is not acceptable. Okay.
So, I'll give you the lyrics.
Oh, okay.
We will.
Okay. So, it's like a piece of metal and it's the Queen song about sports.
Is it the Queen song about sports?
It's the Queen song about sports.
Yeah. Jess, you're getting a custom magnet. That feels right. That feels right. Could you give us some kind of, just another
fist
one?
Pumping.
Oh, okay. That one sounded that was good a little emptier, but okay. Thank you so much, Jess. I appreciate that. Thanks so much. Okay. Lightning round continues. Emily in Ottawa. Emily in Ottawa. Emily.
Can you hear it? I'm tapping. Is it
I think like. Okay. I think like Zoom automatically like.
Yeah, Zoom doesn't want us to do this. Zoom, not even Zoom wants us to do this.
Zoom's canceling it out.
Try a different item.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it
pretty relative? Yeah.
Can you give me a clue on the song? Like, was it two words?
Mm-hmm. The words, rising up.
Oh, yeah, it's the Rising Up song.
Yeah.
What? Oh, okay, great. So, Emily, you're getting a custom magnet.
Yay.
Yeah, that's the attitude. Lightning round style, also, incredible.
Also tapping on metal.
Also, real quick. Emily, were you tapping on metal?
I sure was.
Yay.
That's exactly the answer we were looking for. A custom magnet. Okay, so this is it's pretty good over here. Everybody's doing really well. Okay, so let's go back check in with JP in London, England. JP.
Yeah. Okay. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Because we definitely heard the first time you did it, and then it just kind of was quiet was titter like, patter nope. for.
Okay. Do you want lyrics?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's just the first two words.
So, first two words
are flash ah.
Flash
Yeah, flash ah.
Yeah, flash ah.
Oh, yeah, it's the Flash theme song.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't really know what's happening anymore. But okay, so JP, like you're getting a custom magnet.
He's amazing. So fast.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, thanks so much. Okay. No, thank you. Okay. So really good. Everybody's doing really well right now.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm good looks at like, this.
Yeah,
I'm
like, you are. Okay.
I'm
Mitchell and
human Shazam.
Auburn.
Yes. All right. Here we go. I'm going to try and do this loud and proud so everyone can hear it. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, what were the first two words?
Take on.
Oh, yeah. It's you're tapping on a flat surface and
unbelievable. And
the song is take on more chores for the weekend. Take on more chores for the weekend.
You know what? You got it exactly.
Yeah, of course. From the 80s.
Yeah. Take on more chores for the weekend.
Take on more chores for the
weekend. And then I think the chorus is like, sweep, sweep,
Ugh.
Yeah, so that's really helpful, Mitchell. It looks like, and just so we're clear, it was a flat surface?
Yes, it was. I was tapping on a flat surface.
That's awesome, Mitchell. You're getting a custom magnet. This rules.
Yes, go!
Wow, I feel like everybody either that's listening either feels completely alienated or in on something that doesn't make sense. Okay, so coming up next, we got Connor and Oliver, the meat rub ones. Okay, so...
That's what you're taking from everything they offered you?
Yeah, Connor?
He left the recipe, too, in the chat.
Well. Nice. Meat rub. Okay, Connor, Oliver, who's going first? Oh, you're going it together.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And you've been practicing. Yeah. Okay, so can you just give us the first two words, maybe?
1, 2.
Because you had to do better than that.
Okay, 1, 2. Okay, so I mean,
I want the next one. I want the next three. It's 3, 4, 5.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. What do you think, Manolo?
Yeah, that's the first tapping on a flat surface.
Uh huh.
And
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody.
Yeah.
Come on, right to the liquor store around the corner.
Is it?
It's not Mambo number one, Manolo.
It is not Mambo number two, Manolo.
It's Mambo number 5.
Yeah!
Wow! Incredible! Custom magnet lightning round. Custom magnet one for each of you.
I was tapping on an egg, and Oliver was tapping on a ukulele.
Okay, thank you so much. Right. Actually, it was right on the tip of our tongues, egg and ukulele. So thank you so much.
Flat. It was flat.
It was flat.
Well, when he was tapping on it, yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Connor and Oliver. Good work. An egg and a ukulele. That's the beginning of Easter. So very helpful. Okay, so we're moving right along. It is a lightning round. I'll remind you, it's John and Abby. It's a lightning round. Okay, it's John and Abby.
Here we go.
No dilly-dallying.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Okay.
So, so it's kind of like a distant earthquake.
Uh-huh. Soft. It's definitely soft.
What was the first two?
I can give the lyrics.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Jingle bells.
Jingle. Maybe that's will help. Jingle bells. Does that help you?
Oh yeah. It's the Jingle Bells Batman Smells song.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the kind of back and forth we're looking for. And you're holding a cookie.
A box of dog treats that we've been bribing our dog with so he doesn't bark during the show.
Hey, way to go. Way to go. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much for being a custom magnet.
Let's go!
Okay. Go. That's it, Dr. Dog Bagel. That's it. Okay. Thank you so much. That's gorgeous. Lightning round continues. Okay. This is actually everybody's winning. It's sick. Okay. Weird. Max in Chicago, our own Cinnamon Toast Crunch ice cream person.
A fame. Okay, tell me if you can hear it.
Absolutely not. No. Absolutely not.
You can't trick Zoom.
Mm.
Maybe use more fingers.
Okay.
I can't hear anything. Your Zoom is so good. It's just flat out muting you.
Maybe, Max, one more try. Okay.
I can just give you the first two words.
I feel like I got a concussion.
Okay, yeah, this definitely, yeah, I mean, we definitely got it that last time. But yeah, first two words would be helpful.
Domo arigato.
Do you know those first two words? Is that ringing a bell for you with the rhythm? That rhythm?
So you were tapping on my face, and the song was Mr. Roboto?
Yes.
Wow! Custom magnet for you, Max. Congratulations. Okay, yeah, thanks so much. Okay, thank you so much, Max.
Zoom muted it out.
Oh, yeah, Zoom muted it out. It
celebration.
It was really huge, huge reaction, almost too much. Okay, so that was Max. Okay, we're going to, I think we're getting near the end, but we still got to talk to a few people. Aaron and James, obviously, we need to check in with you.
Go ahead, James.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Was that clear to you, Manolo?
Yeah. What were the lyrics?
The first two words were, oh, Jose.
Is that a word?
Yeah, oh is one word and say is the other word.
Oh, say. Is it the flag song? And,
is it the flag song?
Yes.
Well,
the national anthem.
That's what I meant, yeah, the national anthem.
Yeah. Yeah, we call it the flag song around here. So thank you so much. You're getting a custom magnet. And actually, James, you're the first person to get two in this entire episode.
Wow.
That's got to feel like something. Okay, well, talk to you later, James. Really nice chatting with you.
I'm just stunned into silence.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you so much. That's what we love to hear. We love to hear people.
They could do bragging rights on top of getting a magnet.
Yeah, well, it depends what you choose. You know, it really depends. Okay, so looks like Jeannie Panini, we have to check in with you in Brooklyn. If you could. I can't wait to hear.
I hope that you can hear me tapping something. okay. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the first two words?
There's only one word.
Okay.
It's tequila.
Is it tequila? Tequila.
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 Wow. And that is correct, I believe. Wow. Okay. Jeannie, this was huge. You're getting a custom magnet. Wow. Yes. That's it. Beautiful. A beautiful Easter party. Wow. This is pretty incredible stuff. I do believe we need to check in with Vicky and James. Is that our last contestants for this round? I believe so. Okay, Vicky and James.
Hi.
Okay.
Hello.
And I don't mean to poke holes and stuff, but Vicky, what were you doing during that?
Emotional support.
Oh, okay.
She has the lyrics.
I have the lyrics.
Okay.
Oh, what is that?
Well, it doesn't have lyrics, so I'll make up lyrics, but I have them.
Okay.
This is going to be really good.
It's like, hey, we're a bunch of babies. We hang around and do a bunch of Shenanigans.
Shenanigans? Babies who do shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't have any lyrics. Tricky, but maybe not.
Is it the original score of...
I want to put out there...
Okay.
Jess in the chat just put Simpson. Not the Simpsons. It's not even... There's only one baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that particular Simpson.
Yeah, it was the one Simpson.
Simpson. Is it Simpson?
No,
it's Simpson.
Simpson.
Mm-hmm. Simpson.
The Simpson.
The Simpson.
Yeah. Is it that? The theme song for The Simpson?
Okay, it is Simpson. It actually is Simpson.
Wow. It is Simpson.
Just got
there
it right.
There is a baby, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well, in that case, I do think The Simpsons theme song does have the word The Simpsons in it, but maybe it's different when they just say Simpson. So, yeah, I get it. I get it, actually. You got a custom magnet, so really good work. Yeah, really good work. A quiet who will just suffice. Perfect. Okay, so this has been the lightning round. Now it is time to vote on Dr. Fingertap, Dr. Game Show Me Your Talent, or Cold Stone Steve Austin. You can vote in the chat. And Manolo, if you could just read out the votes as they're said in the chat.
Of course. Okay. Dr. Show Me Your Talent. I vote for Dr. Dog Bagel. Dr. Game Show Me Your Talent, Dog or Bagel. Dr. Game Show Me Your Talent, Dog Bagel. Dr. Show Me Your Talent, Dr. Dog Bagel. Or Dr. Dog Bagel.
Oh, okay.
Cold Stone Steve Austin. The Mystery of Dr. Mr. Me.
What? Who said that?
Max. That's it. Everyone stop voting. Oh, Oliver also votes for Dr. Game Show Me Your Talent. Hi, my name is Manolo, and I poop before every recording.
Oh my gosh. That was my producer. That is messed up. You're supposed to help us.
Okay, Dr. Take on more chores for the weekend. I think Dog Bagel has a lot of depth.
Oh, it does.
Or Dr. Game Show Me Your Dog.
Okay.
Classic Zoom game.
Any other votes?
That's it. Everyone's spent.
Okay.
Dr. Rib Rub.
Oh, great. Perfect. Dr. Rib Rub. Thanks a lot. Okay. And that didn't even come from the Meat Boys. Great. Okay. So, oh, great. Mitchell knows the rules for Dr. Dog Bagel, which somehow is the winning game.
Classic Mitchell.
This is John's fault from Philadelphia. This is John's fault, okay? So listen, so it looks like I just want to give John the chance to apologize publicly.
You have the floor.
I apologize.
Thanks so much, John. Really appreciate that. Okay, thanks so much. Great. And it looks like, okay, great. Oh, we have someone that says Dr. Rib Rub has potential. Interesting. Interesting sentence. Okay, so, all right. Looks like Mitchell knows the rules for Dr. Dog Bagel.
Before I get into the rules, I just wanna get out in front of this. I'm the one who posted Dr. Dog Bagel in the chat first. I think John has nothing to apologize for. If anyone should be apologizing, it should be me. But I will not be apologizing for
Dr. Dog Bagel. Okay.
John, you are absolved of any guilt or wrongdoing.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
okay, the rules
Great
for
laugh,
Dr.
by
Dog
the way.
Bagel, the rules for Dr. Dog Bagel are what? As follows.
Dark
the rules
bagel.
For Dr. Dog Bagel are Joe will
no.
name a select.
Okay.
Joe will name a celebrity. The contestant will say what ingredients they would put on or in a bagel for that celebrity's pet dog. And if Manolo thinks that's a good dog bagel, then he'll say, that's yummy. And the winner gets a custom magnet. And if he does not think that is a good bagel, he says, no thanks. And the winner, the contestant does not get a custom magnet in that case.
Do I have to do it from the point of view of a dog's mouth?
Just do it from your point of view. Just whatever you see fit.
Okay.
So people are just saying stuff that goes on bagels.
For a dog.
Well, for dogs.
So, oh, for dogs. You
know, for a famous.
Chocolate's a no. Grapes are a no.
Okay, so if somebody tried to put grapes on a bagel, that would be...
Yeah, that would not. That would probably not win.
Not
That's
for
better
dogs.
For a human to serve Nor, a human yeah. as grapes exactly, on yeah. a bagel.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Naturally.
And you think this is maybe an upgrade from Dr. Finger Taps?
I'm going to say, yeah, I think this is a better game than Dr. Finger Taps.
You do.
Whoa.
I do. Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate this, Mitchell.
Happy to help.
Okay, yeah. See you later. See you later. You're really great. Okay, Dr. Well, this is John and Abby's 1-year wedding anniversary. That's...
congrats.
Is that true?
It is true, and I didn't know we were doing this. I thought we were Zooming with grandparents or something.
Wait, is that why when in the beginning of the episode you had a shocked face?
Yeah, I
thought it was because you were a fan of Joe and you couldn't believe you were in the presence of such a wonderful comedian.
Wow. No,
it's because...
both. It is truly both.
It's because you thought you were going to see your grandparents and instead you saw all of us.
Way better, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Happy wedding anniversary.
What are the grandparents doing? They're waiting for you.
Yeah, bring them in the Zoom. Invite them to the Zoom. Invite them.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Well, maybe let's ask them when you talk to them if they have any alternate rules for Dr. Dog Bagel.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. No, you sure. Okay. No, you sure. Thank you. Okay. Okay. So, this has been, I'd say, almost all positive interactions.
Mm-hmm. I'd say so.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. Okay. So I guess we're playing Dr. Dog Bagel, which is, I'm going to go ahead and say bad. It's going to be a bad time. Okay. So yeah, Mitchell, I said it and I believe it. Yeah. Okay. So great. Perfect. Maybe tune in to Dr. Dog Bagel after you watch your weekly episode of Simpson. And it's going to be a great time. Thank you all for... being here. You're all very funny and really added a lot to this production. We couldn't have done it without you. So thank you so much to everyone for spending Easter
great.
With us, even
Thanks
though
so
you
much.
Might have had parties to go to right in your home. We're just going to do the credits right now. So if anybody has an instrument, this is the time to Owen, I'm so sorry to do this to you, but Owen, you did have that beautiful like looking thing.
Please, no.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. That looks like a lot of instruments coming out of the woodwork here. Okay, wonderful. Yeah, okay, great. And
no techno music? All right.
It looks like, yeah. Okay, great. So go ahead, 5, 6, and now.
Just you and Owen.
Special... special thanks to our producer Alex Sedan, our mixer Andy Christens. It's recorded remotely via Zoom, and the theme song was by Big Huge. Am I being pranked? Okay, so this is you can subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dr. Game Show. Buy a Dr. Game Show t-shirt designed by Manolo at Matt. Where did the music go?
Owen.
Okay. Buy a t-shirt and send us your theme songs or fan art to drgameshow@gmail.com. Thanks. Okay. That's enough. Okay, that's enough. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you all a lot. Okay. This has really been great. Thank you all. Every episode, Manolo shares something that's been on his mind that maybe has taken him away from the podcast, taken away more than added to it. So this is a chance for Manolo to kind of dive into that and spend a minute kind of exploring what he's been thinking about. So you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so I have a confession to make. Not to anyone present, but Connor and Oliver's mention of the ribs reminded me of yesterday. I went to a backyard small gathering for I guess Easter, and there were ribs there, and I was supposed to contribute something, and so I bought you know, like at like fancy parties you do the thing where you cut up like the little slices of meat, like a dried sausage or whatever, and then like cheese and like crackers and all that. I bought all of that for this gathering, but then I forgot to eat lunch. So then I just instead cut it up and made all of that at my apartment and just ate it instead. I made my own spread and then just ate it by myself before going to the gathering and had ribs. And I apologize to my friends for that. On my way, I bought ice cream and it was melted by the time everyone ate it. So it was more like a butter pecan smoothie.
I knew this story would have a happy ending. Thank you, Manolo. This has been an incredible Manolo Minute. I love your use of the words dry sausage. Helpful. So thank you all very much for being here. That's been the Manolo Minute. And thank you very much. And appreciate your listening and appreciate
Thanks,
your
everyone.
Participating. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Bye.
Maximumfun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.